want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room. Hey there, and welcome to this week's spacious room, shooting arrows through the void. Now, experienced hunters are so committed when it comes to blood trailing an elk that they are more than willing to stay out for days in thick, dense forests looking for hair or blood of the elk on shrubs, and this gives them clues as to where the wounded elk could be. And they shoot their arrows through the void, through the vacant space that sits between themselves and their goal, knowing full well there is a real possibility that they can actually go home empty-handed. And nevertheless, all these obstacles, they don't stop them from pursuing the prize. So what's the key to this unwavering, relentless attitude? Hunters do not give up easily. And if we ourselves are to gain victory in our lives, we need to become as savvy as a hunter and not stop short of the promises God gave to us when we feel like we're just shooting arrows through the void. In 2 Kings chapter 13, we find King Jehoash. He's approaching the ailing prophet Elijah. And he says, "Jehoash, king of Israel, went down to see him and wept over him. 'My father,' he cried, 'the chariots and horsemen of Israel.'" Jehoash was desperate, desperate for a victory, because his frantic cry to the prophet was because Israel's forces had been severely reduced to a few horsemen and even fewer chariots. He was not going to win this war. And then Elijah says to him, "Get a bow and some arrows." And he did so. "Take the bow in your hands," he said to the king of Israel. When he had taken it, Elijah put his hands on the king's hands. "Open the east window," he said, and he opened it. "Shoot," Elijah said, and he shot. The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram. Elijah declared, "You will completely destroy the Arameans at Aphek. Then he said, "Take the arrows." And the king took them. Elijah told him, "Strike the ground." He struck it 3 times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times. Then you would have defeated Aram and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only 3 times. Jehoash, he did everything right. He was obedient to the instructions Elijah gave him. He took the arrows and he struck the ground, firing each arrow into the void, brought him closer and closer to a full victory. However, he stopped. And he stopped after just a few times of shooting when he was so close to his breakthrough. J.W. Ollie, in his commentary, A Cluster of Hope in God, he points out that this story is actually a parallel to what Elijah inherited from Elijah's mantle. Because in a few chapters before, in 2 Kings 2 verses 12, Elijah says the same sentence as Jehoash when Elijah is taken up to heaven by a chariot of fire. He says the same sentence, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." Now, Ollie, he suggests that Elijah is wanting a response from King Jehoash through this prophetic act of striking the ground with his arrows. And as Elijah is nearing death, he knows his time is short and he's looking at the king to carry on his mantle. And even though Elijah has put his hands on the king's hands while he shot the arrows, which it could have been a sign that he was passing on his mantle, the king fell short of the promise because he stopped shooting his arrows through the void. And King Jehoash could have succeeded Elijah if he had just kept shooting his arrows. And maybe Jehoash couldn't see the significance of what Elijah was getting him to act out. Well, perhaps. But one thing is clear. God will bring a victory, even through our human failings. Even when we feel depleted and when we feel inadequate, even when we know we have stopped shooting our arrows because we are so scared of the vacant space that confronts us before the promise is fulfilled. Pastor Erwin McManus ponders this thought and he points out and he says, how many victories are lost before the battle has even begun? How many times in my own life I thought I'd failed, but actually the only thing that happened was that I quit. Now, failure and quitting are two separate things, but the trouble is we merge these two concepts together into one, and as a result, we stop shooting our arrows through the vacant space between defeat and victory. So my encouragement this week is don't stop shooting into the void. Keep shooting your arrows, because the more arrows you shoot, the greater chance you are going to hit the bullseye. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.